Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're always bringing you the latest world news and health research. Glad you're here with us. Hope you guys are having a fantastic morning. How are you doing?
Why are you so happy this morning?
I'm alive.
So you're sunny side up?
I'm alive. That's all I need to be. I'm excited. I'm about to make an HGH Stimulate, too. Another reason why I'm excited. If you guys have seen, you got them in. We shipped them out last week to all the back orders. So now everybody can enjoy the product and not keep asking me who's going to be here. Because I kept asking the same question
to
my suppliers.
Rich, can you grab that stirrer over there for me? I left it over there, please.
A lot of people ask me as far as we mix this with. This product is incredible to mix with the Purple Stick. Actually, you know what? Give me that can of Purple Stick right there.
All right, here.
Now, one thing about the HGH Stimulate is when you mix it up, if it's in a can,
it's going to foam.
It will not just foam. It like goes under pressure.
You sure you don't have too much water in there?
I don't have too much water. You gotta put that in there. You guys have seen this before. I'll show you real quick now. Somebody asked me.
You gonna put it under pressure?
Put it under pressure.
You know it's gonna make a mess.
We'll find out. We're live.
Oh yeah.
We're on YouTube.
Oh yeah. Everybody's watching for the car wreck. Isn't that why we go to NASCAR?
Formula One.
Oh, we get Formula One.
Who got the whole shot? And who went in the wall? So I always tell people, when you put this together on here,
I'm
going to
stand up and walk away for a second.
It's not that bad. It goes under pressure. Could you leave me, dude?
I'm back.
So let it sit there, and then you got to let it pop. Okay, good. Good. It's fine. So sometimes what happens is, because it builds pressure, you longer you leave it in a shaker sealed up, you got to pop the lid and let it kind of breathe.
You're talking like, you know, fine wine or beer. What you doing here, bud? I mean,
let's say HGH Stimulate. This is way better than fine wine or beer. You can't put a price on this stuff. This is a nitric oxide formula with a Purple Stick in it.
You can. I think it's like 89, isn't it?
Is that right? You can.
This stuff's expensive to make.
Well, it's expensive to make. And if you guys have noticed,
we had a massive price increase on it, our cost.
Yeah, and I didn't raise the price at all. If you noticed on it, we got rid of the regular folic acid, which has always been kind of standard formula. And we went with the 5-MTHF, which is the methyl tetrahydrofolate, the bioavailable form of folate, the one we use in everything now. So we finally switched this over to it. This product was already so expensive because of the quercetin and because of the citrulline in it. I kind of held off on that, but now it's top tier. You can't add any better to it. Like I said, you mix it with a Purple Stick on here, this will give you a wicked pump in the gym.
Well, that's a great pre-workout drink. I normally wouldn't cover this. Give me this camera right here, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
I normally wouldn't cover this one.
Tangy.
But I'm going to cover it this morning, and here's why. It happened down in the ocean.
I was just down in the ocean.
It happened out off the coast of Niceville, which is up by Pensacola, which is up by Fort Walton, which is the most beautiful beaches in the world. I thought I'd mention that. And boy 17 contracts a deadly flesh-eating bacteria after swimming in the ocean.
He needs to have thicker skin.
That's odd.
That was a nice.
My condolences to the family. Yeah. Forgive Austin's outburst. Boy 17 contracts deadly flesh eating bacteria after swimming park in the ocean. He's gonna be okay, but he's gonna lose his leg. And Tina's been fighting for his life after contracting this flesh eating bacteria. Now, the reason I'm saying this is it's odd to me because it's in the ocean. Now, they dumped a lot of core exit into this. Now, I see it in the freshwater lakes with the bacteria. I see it in the freshwater lakes with the amoebas. But I don't remember ever seeing it. People get caught with something like this out in the open water.
I was just out. I was on the other side. I was on Palm Beach. Got a crazy up close video with a stonefish, or they're otherwise known as demon fish. They look like coral. They're buried in the dirt a little bit, and they got crazy camo. If you touch them, their spines come out.
But I'm going to say something about this, though. And this is
don't touch those fish.
Yeah.
I just show by a photo.
I'm trying to finish a story.
Well, the fish will kill you faster than that bacteria will.
Yeah,
those fish. They get you. Dude, you got to go to the hospital like within minutes.
Okay, back to the.
I'm on three Purple Stick.
Tell you're on something, man. You're about four Purple Sticks ahead of me here. The problem with this is, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to be very kind of like a little bit, how should I say, I don't want to be negative about it, but just be really careful when you swim in water, when you have other people that are running around in the water, and if there's any sewage being released into the water. And I don't know if there's any sewage being released into the water up there or not. I don't know. And I'll say one other thing, too. Don't use public hot tubs. Don't use them, period. Because if the pH of that water is not right, and if that chlorine is not high enough in there, you get all kinds of diseases from that mess. And just stay away from that. Just stay away from public hot tubs. In fact, I stay away from public pools. The biggest problem you have are kids going to that pool and urinating. Kids love to urinate in pools. I have not figured that out yet.
You're not wrong.
I think it's the warm water or something. I don't know what it is, but you're always taking a leak, and it's terrible. And, you know, it's disgusting. So make sure the water has enough chlorine in it. Make sure that it's been filtered enough, and make sure that you stay away from public pools. I don't do public pools. I haven't done them in many, many, many years. I have no interest in being in a tub full of water when somebody else has just urinated in. That's to me really disgusting. That's,
you know what I do prefer? Vitamin C. You guys voted and it won. Product of the week.
It's going to be one of those shows.
It's going to be one of those. Gosh. It's Wednesday, man.
Well, I got up too early this morning. I should have slept in, so I'll be ready for this.
Vitamin C caps with antioxidants. That's the same formula as our vitamin C powder you guys love so much in capsule form. Some people prefer it. Some people like the powder. They're both exactly the same. They're both incredibly good and very strong. So be sure to check that out later.
Every morning, every night.
And yeah, every morning, every night.
We did a show the other day, so that it helps to slow down the brain aging.
Absolutely. I mean, blood pressure, energy, even said libido.
Okay.
You did?
I believe you. But here's the one thing I want to say something. Now, I'm going to say something to you guys, and I don't know how to say it and not. I gotta be careful how I say it because I don't want YouTube to, again. All right. I'm going to say that, you know, when you know that something's not good for you as far as a drug and it's got all kinds of really bad side effects, it doesn't matter if you have insurance that's paying for it and it's free.
That's a fact.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Nettle for a minute on this one because I've heard this way too much.
No, I'm trying so hard not to get really aggravated about this. Years ago, we had a guy, his name was Dexter, great friend of mine, and he basically ended up getting Obamacare. Now, he had never had health insurance before. He didn't make any money, so he's paying like $30 a month for it. And
this guy's incredible to HVAC. Or fridge, or everything.
He could fix anything.
If it was a machine or it was a part, it was like, he'd come back and like, well, I machined this part, and I bought this, and I got this, and I got this compressor. It's working great again. What's the bill? It's like $180.
Yeah.
Now you call AC repairs, like, we have $200 call out, Freon's $80 a pound. Oh, we got another call out fee for showing up, and we got a mileage fee. Here's your bill for $800, and it still doesn't work.
But that's,
he was awesome.
No, he can fix anything. And the problem is he got the Obamacare, and he was working with us, and we had him on supplements. He was doing great.
Yeah.
He was absolutely doing great. So then he goes into Obamacare, and they say, well, you may have this, and you may have that, and you may have this. Now, he didn't have any of that stuff.
No.
None of it. He was doing great. And so he said, okay. So he listens to this voice coming to him from some doctor that got trained in Indonesia somewhere who was the last in his medical school class who couldn't pass an exam. You know, on 1 + 1 is equal to 2. Just thought I'd mention that. A little bit of hyperbole there. And what ended up happening is they put him on a bunch of stuff and started making him sicker and sicker and sicker.
And then they started giving him more drugs to combat the side effects from the drugs they started putting him on. He started hemorrhaging weight.
And finally, he had lost like 70 pounds. And finally, he comes walking in the office one day like the walking dead. I said, Dex, they're going to kill you, bud. And sure enough, they killed him. We buried him last summer. Yeah. And, you know, my condolences to the family if you knew Dexter. I mean, he's a great guy. But I have seen that same scenario over and over and over. And I'm not even exaggerating, probably 100 times in my career. Over and over.
Persons they put him on statins, too. Remember that?
No. They hit him on everything.
They put him on statins.
They put everybody on statins.
He was coming, he goes, my cholesterol was like 195. I said, that's even a little low. He's like, well, no. Doctor said I need to go on preventative statins. I remember, I was in there by myself. He walked in my office. I said, preventative statins, Dexter? I said, You're taking the supplements. You've been feeling good. You're on the tribulus fuel. He's like, yeah, I know, but they want me on these drugs now. And every time he came in the office to grab anything, he kept getting progressively worse with these guys.
Now I'm going to say one other thing. Sad. I'm going to say one other thing too. And this is going to, if the drugs that you're taking have side effects of senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, blood pressure medicines, a lot of them have that, by the way. Why are you taking that? And if somebody tells you that your memory's going bad, you know, maybe you need to adjust the medication that you're taking. Maybe you need to try something else for healthy blood pressure maintenance. Maybe you need to start doing the mini trampoline. Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to start walking every day. Maybe you need to try something else besides take drugs that are going to give you senile dementia. And the other day, I remember I was talking to a friend of mine, and then they had stopped taking their blood pressure medicine. They were doing great. And for some reason, the doctor went ballistic on him and told me he had to get back on the blood pressure medicine. His blood pressure wasn't even high anymore, and it turned into senile dementia. And now he can't remember a conversation from 24 hours earlier. And now he can't even drive anymore, can't remember where he's going. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened to him. And I've watched it. And I told him the other day, I said, dude, I love you like a brother to me, but my God, you're killing yourself. And it's so crazy to me when you get to a certain point in your life and you feel as though these medical people have all the answers for you. And then you look up the drugs they're giving you and they have horrible, horrible side effects. And I've got to ask you a question. Why are you doing this? Why? Years ago, perfect example, I had a guy named Richard. Great guy. This was many years ago. I had known him, oh my gosh, since the 80s. And he used to work for Hoover Vacuum Cleaner. And he basically had moved over to St. Pete and had left Central Florida. And he was like 60 years old. He had started having prostate issues. Okay, most guys over the age of 50 start having prostate issues. That's why we have two new whole new formulas coming in a whole kit now to maintain healthy prostate function. Healthy, you know, that's what it's for, just healthy prostate. And he called me up. He goes, I've got to go into the doctor and see this about my prostate. I said, okay, well, you got to get off this. I started talking to him. He goes, well, they want to put radioactive pellets in me. And I said, what? I said, you know, prostate cancer is so slow. I said, you're, you know, 80 pounds overweight. You're probably going to die from something else first. Well, no, they want to do this. So about 90 days later, I sent him a Christmas card, him and his wife, and she wrote me back about a month later. He was dead. They killed him. And you think, well, that's just an isolated occurrence. No, it's not. It happens all the stinking time. And I see it, and I see it, and I see it, and I watch it, and I think to myself, why won't people listen? And again, read the book, Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Mendelsohn, one of the best books ever written. The doctors come out with their clergy gown on, the white coat. That's their holy wardrobe they're wearing. They come out with their stethoscope, which symbolizes their crucifix. And they say, thus saith the doctor, you know, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I have the power of life and death. I'm going to pass my wand over you, and you're going to die. Or you're going to listen to me, and you'll live. And then you die because you listen to them. And you go, what in the heck just happened? If you don't vaccinate this child, they may have a disease like measles or mumps. So you have to take that MMR shot. You go, well, I don't want to do it. Well, you have to do it. If I'll throw you from my practice. I'll cast you out, peasant.
Been there.
No, I'm not. This is not hyperbole. And sudden, you go out and you give that child that shot. Whack, autism. And here, Ted Dawson Brower were saying, hey, you might want to reevaluate what you're doing with these shot schedules. But I'm not going to do that. Boom, autism again. Boom, autism again. Boom, autism again. Doctor goes, well, some people have to have autism so the bulk of the population will have herd immunity. BS, man. Bull slime. I don't believe any of that. I believe that you should take care of yourself and take care of your family first. And you're not going to achieve. First of all, measles is nothing. We had it when we were kids. Mumps, nothing. We had it when we were kids. Mac, you know, you're uncomfortable for a couple of days. No, that's true. You know, chicken pox, you know, just a pain, really a pain. But you got lifetime immunity from them. And also you take these vaccines and you're autistic and you're like, what the heck just happened? Now you got to deal with that child for the rest of your life. And somebody else has to deal with him for the rest of his life. You think, well, it's not that bad. The vaccine compensation fund has paid out almost $5 billion, guys. Are you listening to me? For children that have been vaccine damaged. Oh, the kids don't get. Why have they paid out $5 billion? Only about 1% get paid. Why have they paid that much money out if there's no problems with the vaccines? Just saying that. Oh, gosh. And Austin, I try so hard to make people listen. And the problem is sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And it's so frustrating, son.
Oh, I'm well aware. That's why I have so many people contact me all the time now, having all these health issues after they've been on Ozempic cycles. That's becoming the next thing that I'm seeing a continual trend on now.
Like a zombie.
Zombies, colon problems, digestive issues, muscle mass loss.
It's Gila Monster Venom Extract.
That sounds crazy, but I brought it up the other day. That's what they researched it originally back in the 2000s when they did this.
Paralyzes the digestive tract.
Here's an article that says Ozempic face, what it is and what does it mean, and basically how you can try to get something back from it. It says one of the biggest things to do is don't take the drug anymore. Eliminate seed oils. Get gut health back again with probiotics and increase collagen and vitamin C massively. That's what it talks about here in this article. To try to get some of that elasticity back in your face. It said people using these drugs like Ozempic lose about 7% of their facial fat for every 22 pounds of body weight loss. That's why a lot of times when people are 100 pounds overweight and they use these drugs, by the time they get to their ideal body weight, they've got that hollow look on their face. And I'm not picking on anybody. I've known people that have gone on this stuff, and I've warned them about it in advance. You know, this was a diabetic drug. This was not a weight loss drug. It was never tested, designed, or researched as a weight loss drug. It was designed to help out with people that were diabetic, that couldn't stop eating copious amounts of food and couldn't control their diet. That's what it was. So they could try to get their blood sugar back under control. And basically, yeah, because they have syndrome X, was high blood sugar, high insulin. That's why this drug was originally researched, and they looked at the venom with the doggone that lizard, which was not a joke. They actually where they got it from. And then what happened was all these doctors started realizing, well, people are losing weight on it. Why they were losing weight? Because a lot of times people were basically eating cleaner. They weren't eating as much food. Their body weight was going down. The problem was then it turned into this, oh, well, you're not even diabetic. Well, you're only 40 pounds overweight. I'm going to get you approved for this.
Read the sentence. What's happening isn't just surface level. When fat disappears too quickly, your skin loses the very structure that keeps it supported, the collagen.
Yep.
And protein and muscles. While your metabolism strains to adapt to a sudden energy drop, the combination leaves you not only depleted but visibly aged. This trend has become so widespread, the experts have given it the term Ozempic phase. The same thing can happen, too, if you go on a fast for a long period of time.
Yeah.
It's not just the Ozempic. If you go on an extended fast, that's why we tell you, if you want to weigh 120 pounds, ladies, never drop under 1,200 calories. It messes up your metabolism. 200-calorie meals a day. Dude, if you want to weigh 180, that's 300-calorie meals today. And always eat a protein snack before you go to bed, like a couple of hard-boiled eggs. I mean, it's so important, Austin. And take this dog. Take this collagen. You want to keep your skin tight. Take this one. This is so important.
This is the aging effects line, how fast the weight loss happens. The body doesn't evenly burn fat across all areas when using GLP drugs. It pulls facial stores that aren't usually replenished. The superficial fat pads that give your face smooth contours shrink before deeper tissue adapts, leaving skin unsupported. Skin elasticity depends on collagen, elastin, and healthy subcutaneous fat. And that's another reason, too, they talk about this here in a second, why it also is a problem is because the body stops absorbing collagen like it's supposed to when you're taking these drugs.
It stops absorbing everything.
It stops, right? Your nutrient intake and uptake massively goes down.
Intestinal tract's paralyzed.
Yeah. It says these changes happen faster than normal aging allows. Under typical conditions, facial fat loss occurs gradually across decades. By contrast, patients in the study experienced similar levels of facial hollowing within roughly 10 to 12 months on GLP medication, the same time it took normal 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years or 1 year.
10 years and 1 year is basically what's
can you can about. You please text me this?
Yes.
I've got some friends who need this. Can you do it right now while we remember? Also, yes. I want this particular article posted on the website so they can read through it.
I'll send it to Harrison.
Yeah. But because, guys, when we cover stories that are this important, and you say, well, why is it this important? Because it's this widespread now. Now they're giving it to you over-the-counter in pill form.
Oh, and gosh,
it's unbelievable
yeah.
what they're doing.
No, and that's why I'm bringing this up. Because
so they're giving you Gila Monster venom in pills. That's
yeah, and
great.
It says many of the reporters say they initially want to drop 10 pounds, but they end up dropping 30. And half of it, almost half of it, is muscle tissue. That's the problem with this stuff. It's not designed to be used for this. It's designed as a diabetic drug for people that were morbidly obese.
Now, let's stop for 1 second. Let me tell you what that means. Every pound of muscle burns 50 calories a day just in basal metabolic rate, period. Okay? So if you drop 10 pounds of muscle weight, you're going to have to drop your basal metabolic calorie intake by 500 calories a day just to maintain the weight, not gain weight back. Do you hear what I just said? You just lowered your own basal metabolic rate by 500 calories per day. Now you got yourself a mess. So if you're supposed to be at 1,800 calories a day, now you're at 1,300 calories a day. You go up, you start gaining weight. It's just a vicious, vicious cycle that you don't need. And it's all because of insulin, because you're eating too many doggone refined carbohydrates, too much sugar, too much pasta, too much rice, too many potatoes, and too many doggone starches. You're eating all of this crap, too many sodas, too much high fructose corn syrup, too much fruit, all of it, too many juices. You're doing all this stuff, elevating your blood sugar. Your body's dumping all this insulin in. It doesn't know what to do with it. It starts storing it as fat. Then you start bringing the insulin down with these drugs. But guess what? You're losing all that muscle with it. Stop eating the darn junk all the time. Stay with chicken. Yeah. My mom told me this one time. I'll never forget this. My mom lived to be in her 90s. I mean, she's in her 60s or 70s, and she'd lost a bunch of weight. I don't know. The doctor put her on diet pills, and she finally put the weight back on. And I said to her, I said, why'd you gain the weight back? She goes, made me look old. That's what she said. You know, she said, I look so bad. I get wrinkles and I look horrible. My face is all hollowed out. I'd rather be 10 pounds, 20 pounds overweight to look like that. Now, think about what she said. This is my mom from Germany. You know, she did have this heavy German accent. And the crazy part about it is you think, what does that mean? Well, that means I'd rather, if you weigh 200 pounds, dude, I'd rather you stay at 200 pounds. You say, well, I'm 10 pounds up. Okay. But don't be doing the 20 pound down, 20 pound up, 20 pound down, 20 pound up, because it just makes you lose more and more lean muscle mass. Exactly. Try to find some lean place that you can stay. Maybe you could look good at 194. Maybe you look at 196. Just stay there.
And my always goal that I always tell people is if you're, you know, sometimes Christmas, everybody's too much junk food. Let's be real sometimes.
I finally got that weight off. That was
always
awful.
Keep yourself in a balance range. And I've always, this is just me personally. This is not anything for anybody else. Me personally, I've always tried to maintain a level where I feel within 4 to 6 weeks, I can get to a point where I'm extremely comfortable as far as going on a beach trip, cruise. Well, I don't do cruise anymore. But 4 to 6 weeks, if you leave yourself that window where you know you can get back in good shape within 4 to 6 weeks and you always stay in that range, it's pretty good. What happens when it's that, oh, man, I'm up 10 pounds. I'm up 20 pounds. I'm up 30 pounds. Then all of a sudden it's like, gosh, now I got to fight it back. So basically what I'm saying is keep focus on it. It's funny. Over the weekend we went diving. One of my buddies, his friend met us out there. He wasn't going diving, but he wanted to come hang out and go snorkeling. And he's probably about 30, 40 pounds overweight. He's young, too. He's like in his mid-20s. He's already getting a big gut on him. And he brings big bag cookies. A big bag of cookies. And I'm on the boat. I'm pretty lean right now. And he goes, Austin, you want some cookies? And I looked at him. I said, do I look like cookies?
Did you really say this?
And he goes, no, you don't. And he zips his bag back up and he puts it back.
That's awful, Austin.
Well, no. And he asked me 20 minutes later. He goes, I want to get back in shape. I want to look good like you do. I said, I'm not in great shape. No. What I'm saying is I said, you knew what you started doing the rest of the trip? I said, salads with chicken on them. I said, stop eating all the carbs. I said, all you've done this entire time is eat carbs. And I wasn't doing this to be mean. He asked me for advice.
Give me that camera, Rich. Now, what I want you to do. No. Isn't that a great M4 he's carrying? Everybody wants
do me like
an
that,
AR-15
bro.
Like that. Now, if this is what he looks like right now. Now, you think, well, I want to look like that. You're not going to do it eating cookies. But I thought I'd mention this. Can you put that picture on the
Facebook? No, I'm not putting that photo up right now.
But I just thought I'd mention
put
that
me
photo.
Put me on blast, bro.
Well,
but no, but my point is saying that wasn't trying to be mean because he was generally asking me for advice. I said, listen, dude, go eat salads and chicken. Eat chicken salads the rest
there
of the
you
trip.
Go. There
I
you
said,
go.
Yeah, because we had the first meal we got. He's like, I want an appetizer. I want there this. And I want this. Yeah. And I want this. I'm looking at him. I'm like, I try one or two bites of it. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that's cooked in. And then I ended up getting grouper, got fresh grouper.
That's what I did the other day.
Oh, my gosh. And it was right out of the water. I mean, they got it that morning. And then I went to another place, and they had grouper again. I was like, I'm taking grouper. Whenever you're on the ocean like that, and you can get fresh, wild-caught fish right out of the ocean, I always recommend it on there just for the fact that you know what you're actually getting, not some farm-raised, canola oil-fed salmon that basically swim in their own feces for 2 or 3 months until they slaughter them.
They keep in nets.
Dude, it's disgusting.
I mean,
I've seen it. It's absolutely disgusting. And so, yeah, I don't recommend it. Oh, and by the way, that's what I wanted to show on here. Where was that on here? I wanted to show this photo. I pulled it up. Not the one you showed on there. Where was it at? That is a stonefish, otherwise known as a demon fish. You
right
barely
here,
see him
barely
right
barely see it. I'll hit it in the rocks.
He's got all these spines.
Unbelievably venomous.
One of the most venomous fish known to man. They're all over the place, but you don't see them very often because they're hidden with the coral. I almost missed him. And then I went to reach down. I was like, whoa, that's stonefish. And, so that was what I was saying earlier. If you're ever in the water, do not touch, play, harass, molest, intimidate, or do anything to these fish at all. Ever, period.
Let's just want to
they die. Will kill you if you're too far out. If you're far enough around the boat and you can't get medical treatment of these things, they will put you in respiratory shock eventually. Just thought I would add that in there since we're adding all types of different topics here today on this show. And I got one other article I want to cover here that I pulled up that I really wanted to go into detail to. Ah, yes. It's another big one that I'm watching kids get unbelievably obese on. It's a problem, big problem now. And a lot of parents do it because the kids like it because they're unbelievably addictive. Phil Morris used Tobacco Playbook to hook kids on ultra-processed Lunchables. New study in the American Journal of Public Health traces how America's most recognizable children's meal was shaped by the exact same corporate strategies to addictive compounds to help sell cigarettes. Drawing on previously undisclosed internal documents, they found that Philip Morris applied its tobacco industry playbook to develop, market, reformulate lunches to make them one of the most addictive children's foods known to man. This is a crazy article. I have been so adamant about these because I can't stand it when I go places and I see kids eat these. Not because I'm mad at the child, because I know what these foods do to not just the body and the digestive system, but the brain. These foods are riddled with MSG, monosodium glutamate. They are riddled with high fructose corn syrup. They actually went in, you can look at this here, they call it hyper palatable foods. As a highly recognizable unprocessed food to children and basically get them hooked on it. With Phil Morris acquired General Foods in 85 and later merged with Kraft Foods, he goes, we need to know how ultra-processed foods are designed and formulated to better understand these products cause overeating and weight gain in almost all cases. They're high caloric foods with no nutrient density, with unbelievably addictive compounds in them. And I've watched multiple families now that their kids have eaten these and they start getting massively obese at a young age. Personally seen it. And I try to give my advice and I don't fuss. I don't lecture. I try to tell you, hey, listen, this is a health problem. This is an issue. You need to look at the food that they're eating on here. It says, according to this study, the major food companies wanted to boost revenue, so they started research, product development, and market strategies that honed the tobacco industry to its food brands. Significant cross-fertilization between our businesses, and essentially they did the research on it to figure out cigarettes may not have to do with cheese or beer or mayo, but test methodologies and caveat one hierarchy of needs might apply to the other. The box was made as a gift. That's why they set this up. It's a gift. Here, child, I'm giving you a gift. They looked at focus groups and Lunchables. Easy to pack, easy to clean, last-minute lunch. Consider it better than junk food is what they sold it to moms as. She wrote that mothers also responded positively to the packaging, and she felt that they were giving their children a gift and eased parents' guilt about serving a prepackaged meal because it was healthy. Not healthy at all. They said the box, there was a gift, something precious to elevate its specialness to give to your child. Then they went in and refined agricultural ingredients and chemical additives that they use in sometimes in cigarettes. The same ingredients they use in cigarettes, they put in Lunchables foods as preservatives.
It's like a story out of hell.
It's half straight out of hell. And I'm not going to keep going into this in detail. You guys need to read this and understand.
Post it, buddy.
I'm going to post it. This is an absolute disaster with this food. This stuff is some of the most unhealthy possible thing you can feed your children. It's designed to make them addicted to it. It's designed to make them sicker. It's designed to make them obese. And then it's designed to make them keep eating it uncontrollably. This is why they made the food. You have to understand. It's a concept that lose most people. Most of these companies are owned by pharmaceutical companies as well. They're all interconnected. They don't like you. They don't like me. They have an atavistic hatred to overall people's health. They want you to be sick. They feed you the food, and then with the same corporate ownership, they give you the drug to mask the symptom that the food is caused by all these diseases that continue to go on and on and on, inflammation. They're cross-connected. They're cross-collateralized. That's how they operate. They want you to get addicted and sick on the food so they can sell you more drugs, just like our friend Dexter.
And Richard.
Richard. And the names go on and on and on and on.
You know, this morning I found an article, and it was talking about how the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry intentionally suppresses cures just so they keep their drugs going. This is the Rockefeller Medical Complex. Remember, Rockefeller and Rothschild were so tied together back by the 20s, you couldn't even tell the difference between the two. Their assets were completely commingled.
Commingled, everything.
And, I mean, they were overlapping because he was so rich and because of Standard Oil, and they were so rich because of the international banking cartel's control of the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States, that they became like one entity. And it's crazy that they did all that, but that's who they are. And when he did that, he wanted to get rid of all alternative practitioners in the United States. And he had a naturopathic medicine or homeopathic medicine or chiropractic or anything. They wanted to eliminate it and only have the drugs. So when they put their pharmaceutical jacket on, which I'm sure was done probably by Bernays,
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that. That's speculation on my part.
That would make sense.
It sounds exactly what he would do. And then they give them that stethoscope, which they could easily keep in the pouch beside them. They got to hang it around their neck like a crucifix, like I mentioned earlier on the show. And they want them to think that they're God. And they push that narrative. I have the power of life and death over you. I can kill you or I can keep you alive. Welcome to the outer limits. I'm going to control the vertical hold. I'm going to hold the horizontal hold. I'm going to control everything. I'm going to control your life. And if I kill you, oh, well, it was God's will. No, it wasn't. The devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And Austin, you said something a minute ago, and you were 100% right. These entities that run the planet, they don't like you.
No.
They consider you to be an abomination because you have a soul. You were created in the image of God. Their God is not the great I Am. That is not their God. Their God is Ein Sof or Baal or Moloch or pick a name this generation, whatever it is. You know, Baphomet, any name you want. That's who they worship. They worship this snake in a tree that's an hermaphrodite. That's why they want everybody to be a tranny. It's sickening to me. Our God comes to give us life and gives life to us in abundance. That God that they have, that they think that's so great, he wants to sacrifice babies and eat them.
I read the one email yesterday, one of the Epstein file emails.
No, it's sickening.
That's the guys, and not all of them, but those are a lot of the guys that are involved with the pharmaceutical industry. They're all intermingled guys.
I mean, it's sickening to me. And the problem we've got is that when you understand that they're mad at you because you have a soul and they don't, they're mad at you because you're created in the Most High's image and they aren't, they're mad at you because you have a plan of salvation and they don't, and they're jealous of you because they want to be you, and they were willing to kill you and hate you, and they want to make you suffer on the way.
And extract all of your money.
It's the greed. Sometimes it's hard not to cuss. And I don't mean to say it that way because I try not to use bad words.
Very valid statement.
But they're so blankety blank greedy that it's unbelievable to me. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And that's who these guys are. Satan was a liar from the beginning. He continues to be a liar. He tried to do a full coup d'etat against God. He tried to stage an overthrow of heaven itself. And he can't do that because God's omnipresent, knew what he was going to do. And I covered that in Angel Wars. And they come back on this planet again to do the same garbage they've done over and over and over again. That's why Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. It's over and over and over again. We're stuck in this loop. You know, to determine who we are and who we're going to serve.
Well, that's
Jesus broke the loop. That's why they're also so mad. See, when they killed God, when they killed Jesus, when they crucified the Son of Glory, they thought they had won. And he decided he would be dead again in about 3 days. He decided to just go ahead and wake up and walk out. And they're like, well, you're not supposed to do that. Well, guess what? I made the heavens and the earth. I can do whatever the heck I want to do. How about you hold my beer and watch what happens next? Now, I'm being metaphorical. He wasn't carrying a beer, but
that was a good.
But it was a little bit funny though. But the whole thing is this, because that's a common metaphor.
That's a floor metaphor.
Yeah. But the point was, he changed it all. They said in the Bible, if they had known what they were doing, they never would have crucified him, because he changed everything. Because his blood now became an eternal sacrifice to you and to me as an omnipresent being through all time space to continually restore our DNA back to the Father through the blood. That's what the blood is for. Without the sacrifice of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. It says that in Hebrews. And he's God and he died for you. He showed the entire universe how much he loved you. How much he cares for you right now.
Well, that's why you got to get educated on these topics, man.
Yeah.
Because that way, when you realize these people have this atavistic hatred.
And why?
Why? And what they are continually doing through the pharmaceutical industry, through the food industry. I mean, I pulled up the article here to remind everybody, during COVID, when N-acetylcysteine, glutathione precursor, one of the most effective antioxidant formulas known to man.
Changed
back
the research.
The 60s, that product had been on the market. It's a derivative of sulfur, NAC. It's the only compound that's natural, that's approved for acetaminophen or Tylenol overdose in the hospital, right? The FDA comes in, there's an article, and they go, we're ruling that NAC is now a pharmaceutical drug because somebody made it as an inhaler back in 1968, and it superseded its supplement use, so we're banning it. You guys remember all this? It was a giant fight during COVID. And we all started writing letters. Everybody started going ham on FDA. And the FDA came in and said, oh, no, it's going to be a pharmaceutical drug now. There's something. I forgot the name of the company.
Because they can make too much money.
Oh, yeah. They were going to come in. You know, an NAC's like, what, you know, $30, $40 a bottle? You buy it on sale? Cheaper than that? With the one we have is unbelievably strong, and it's not that expensive. They came in and said, well, we're going to patent it now in 2020, and it was going to be $200 a pill from the pharmacy. And the FDA said, yes, yes, we're going to do that. While everybody was using it during that period of time to help out, in some cases, with respiratory issues. And what's crazy about it is the FDA finally took a step back and said, okay, well, you know, there's all this public pushback. We've gotten like 5 million signatures in the last 3 months on this petition. And we don't really know what to do right now because we're kind of like in limbo. Because we can't do this, but we're going to do it. We're going to rewrite this regulatory concept of it. The same thing that ATF got slapped in the face for, that's now been reverted, where they came in after the false flag shooting in Vegas, and they said, we're going to redefine and rewrite the definition of a machine gun from 1934 that Congress ratified with basically the NFA Act. We're going to rewrite the definition.
With no authority.
With no authority. Just arbitrarily rewrite the definition. And now, finally, the courts come in and said this is completely illegal. After multiple people now, multiple people have been arrested and convicted for possession of bump fire stocks.
And put in jail.
And put in jail. And so, and it goes back to NAC when you start doing the research. The FDA tried to ban it in 2020. Big Pharma spent millions lobbying it to pull it off the shelves. If you remember, Amazon complied immediately. They said, oh, it's getting banned. You cannot buy it. Right in the middle of the height of the pandemic, Amazon pulled all NAC off the shelves. Think about that for a second. Because
who controls Amazon?
There you go. Right when the middle of everything was going on, they picked. They picked it from 1968 to 2020. They had all that time, and they decided they were going to ban it during COVID. And went on to say here, it's a precursor of glutathione. The liver uses glutathione to neutralize toxins, fight oxidative stress, and also support the lungs. Imagine that. They ruled that NAC was used as a drug in 1968, and now it can't be sold as a supplement anymore. It had liver protection, respiratory health.
But they'll sell Tylenol.
But they'll sell Tylenol. They said this, what they stated with. The NAC helped with chronic bronchitis, COPD, and recurring respiratory infections. It blew up in 2020 because how effective physicians saw, despite costly meds being pushed in the frontline treatment, NAC and vitamin C were being used with better results in some cases. I'm not making any claims, but that's what the doctors were saying, the real doctors. They said mental health and brain function. NAC regulated glutamate, the brain's main excitatory neurotransmitter. In a world of overstimulation, this can help out with anxiety, depression, age-related decline. Not a magic pill, but a nice tool in the toolbox. And FDA, at the height of the pandemic, said, we're banning it now because Big Pharma wants to make it $200 a pill so they can basically control it and schedule it. They want to schedule NAC. They're making a Schedule 4 drug. Think about that for a second. And you want to think that these people actually care about us? They didn't. There wasn't a single news article, not one news article in existence that ever saw mainstream media during the whole pandemic. They said, you know what? You need to increase your vitamin C.
Yeah, I remember.
You need your D3.
I remember Steve brought an article up about the NAC and what it did, and then we pulled it back up again. It was completely changed.
Gone. They deleted it.
Oh, by the way, another plane crash with a Netflix jet. It was a Citation Cessna. It was a Citation Latitude,
Netflix.
Which is a really nice.
A Netflix jet? Netflix?
Citation, it was owned by Warren Buffett. So it was basically a
NetJets or Netflix?
NetJets.
Okay, because you said Netflix. I didn't know the.
I'm trying to lose three articles at once. My Purple Six is just starting to kick in.
I've seen that.
You're going to have I've got enough.
I got so much nitric oxide and caffeine in my system right now. I'm about to go work out after this. Anyways.
Okay. NetJets, owned by Warren Buffett, have a bunch of planes. And they're one of the most. They're one of the best inventory of planes in the world as far as how they're maintained. It's a Citation Latitude, holds about 10 people, mid-sized business jet, really nice plane, big plane, over 60 feet long.
Oh, wow.
This is not a little jet. This is a big jet. And it crashed, coming into Texas, and it landed on a runway, and the pilots were good enough that 5 out of 6 got out alive. And the onlookers saw the plane crash and fall apart, break apart on the thing, and they got it with sledgehammers and shovels and opened the doors up and got the people out. While it was on fire.
Jeez.
No,
that's an intense trip.
But the thing about it is, what happens with a big plane like that, it's a heavy aircraft, it weighs over 30,000 pounds. What happens with a big plane like that is it has to maintain a certain speed to land, about 130, 140 knots, I think. I haven't looked it up. That's the landing speed. So when it comes in, it has power loss, and it's trying to land on a runway, and it's come in at 80 or 90 knots, it's going to hit really hard. And in fact, it hits so hard, it's split in half.
Did they get the landing gear down?
I don't know. But something happened to it. We don't know what happened to it. I have no speculation, but I have to commend the pilots. the 5 out of 6 got a lot alive. I mean, that's a big deal. And that's why you don't want cheap pilots. NetJets has pretty good pilots.
No, NetJets, I've always heard good stuff about them. Yeah, that's why you don't want the DEI pilot.
No, well, you know, Delta private jets out of business now. I remember I had some friends who were on that plane, and those planes, they were absolutely awful pilots, horrible pilots.
Were they?
Oh, my gosh. One guy that I knew hired one time to go to North Carolina. The pilot didn't get proper clearance before it took off. Now, remember, you're charged by the minute. And so it sat around over the runway in circle for 30 minutes. Okay, 30 minutes in circle, and he got billed for it. Couldn't believe it because the pilot had not received proper clearance before she took off. It was a woman pilot. I'm not picking on women, and I'm not picking on blacks. Had a woman pilot, black co-pilot, and they didn't know what they were doing. They think, I can't believe you just said that. I guarantee you some of the best pilots in the world are probably women. Some of the best pilots in the world are probably black. These two are not. Okay, and so you get behind these, and remember, you don't want to go with the lowest bid when it comes to a pilot with the least amount of training. You don't want to do that. I mean, it's kind of like going to a brain surgeon and said, I need the cheapest brain surgeon I could find. And you're like, okay, I got my medical degree from Tijuana X, and I can come in here and cut your head open before you cut out a piece of your brain. I've never done it before, but I could give it a try. Let me do it. I'm only going to charge you $100. And you're going to go, well, am I going to come out of the surgery? Well, probably not, but I'm going to get my $100.
Where's my sledgehammer at?
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, so, but my condolences to the person who died, and my congratulations to the pilots. Really good job that they did as far as landing that thing. So I'm really happy they were able to do that. What's your next story, Austin?
This interesting story is covers some of the best times of day to take supplements. Goes into detail here talking about the timing you take certain products can help out as far as not necessarily make them better, but make them more ideal as far as the body's functioning and also to feeding the cells in the natural daily rhythms. It says on here that a lot of times in the morning, you want to take your B vitamins along with iron if you're a woman. Now, guys don't really need extra iron at all. Guys, iron's already high.
That's why we have no iron on our
multiple. That's why our ultimate multiple powder or ultimate
without
multiple
iron.
Capsules without iron. The reason why is my iron's always high. Every time I get my blood work done, it's always like 15 or 16, which it's okay, but it's because I eat so much doggone buffalo meat. And it's just cut down the buffalo meat. Iron's not quite as high.
But the picture looked great.
Yeah, I mean, I like buffalo. It's unbelievably lean. And remember, all buffalo is 100% grass-fed, free-range. They can't process buffaloes like cows. They can't go in and basically put them in a cell and inject them with a bunch of hormones.
Barbed wire does not stop them.
Nothing stops them if they don't want to be kept in. They're not kept in. That's why you got to be very careful. You go to Yellowstone National Park and stuff like that. Buffalo goring is a problem up there when people get all. I want a photo with a buffalo. I want to ride a buffalo.
I got a story. You were little. I don't know if you remember it or not. And we decided to rent. We went to Flag Ranch, I think it was, at Grand Teton National Park up there. And we rented a snowmobile in the middle of the winter.
I must have been a kid.
You were little. And you were basically sitting. If Sharon was behind me, you were sitting in front of me. And we went through the park. And we basically had buffalo circle us. Walking past us.
I don't remember this.
No, they could literally, you could touch them. They were so close. And I told you, I said, just be real still for a minute.
Yeah.
And they walked, and these things are huge.
Oh, the monsters in person.
Oh my gosh. And we're sitting, so that was fun. Then we saw some trumpeter swans. I mean, it was beautiful. Now, I'm not sure if they still let you do that or not, but I tell you what, they let you go by yourself without being on a tour. It was great.
That's
lucky
cool.
We get lost. And then some guy comes flying around us, almost lost because he was racing somebody else, and we about got hit by these Looney Tunes. Apparently, snowmobile racing is a big deal with some people.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But remember, if you're going to do that, there are other people on the road. Go to a track somewhere.
Snowmobile racing's real.
But by the way, a B-52 has crashed. Now they're not releasing any information on it.
I saw that.
And it's a crash after takeoff from Edwards Air Force Base. Remember, these planes, a lot of them were built in the 60s. These things are 60s.
Yeah, and you got to think about deferred maintenance on these things, man.
Well, they're planning on running these things until they're almost 80, 90 years old. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the problem is that
they're
we have
heavy planes.
Well, they do everything, and they're phenomenal bombers.
Well, the C-130 is what replaced that, wasn't it?
No, they haven't replaced it. It's still in active duty.
And they've
got them out there in the graveyard out in Arizona. They keep yanking parts off to try to fix the other ones. I mean, it's a mess. B-52s, if they've been really updated, they're pretty cool. But you know, it goes back to the airframe. How much wear is on the airframe?
How many landings does it have?
I mean, remember, a jet is basically if a private jet, it's basically all commercial jets. They actually say how many starts has the engine had, how many shutdowns has the engine had, how many landings has the aircraft had because of structural fatigue.
Yeah. Especially the B-52 that's hard loaded with a ton of heavy equipment
for years and years. These are massive planes. They were used in a World War, in the Vietnam War, really, for the first time. The base did not provide any further details as far as the statement. So we hope and pray the crew got out okay. This is awful. They carry like five people. The planes are capable of carrying conventional and nuclear weapons. The bomber usually has a crew of five, including a commander, pilot, radar, navigator, and electronic warfare officers. It can carry a payload of up to 70,000 pounds. Yeah. Austin has a range of 8,800 miles. That's unbelievable.
They put tanks on them.
Well, they refuel them too. And so, I remember your grandfather.
Yeah.
He used to leave the Niceville, Pensacola, Air Flight Base there, up there. I think it's Tilton or
Air Force.
Whatever. He was a colonel. And he was a navigator. Navigator, I think. And he would sit up there in that plane and they would fly all the way to Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Refuelment
air. They would literally be in the air for 2 or 3 days at a time, and he'd be gone on missions just to, because that's what they did. They keep the operational readiness.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got his ears are all messed up to this day because he was going up and down with coals when he had coals. And he loved to fly that much. But on May the 17th, two E-18 Growlers collided with each other in midair at a show in Mount Home. Been a lot of airplane crashes over the last 3 or 4 months. And again, my condolences to the families and the pilots who survived. My congratulations to them. And I really hope and pray that we can make sure we maintain safe airspace and safe air, aircraft for the foreseeable future. But it's getting kind of weird with a lot of these people taking these shortcuts, Austin.
Yeah, it is on there. And here's another article coming up exactly what we've been talking about.
But you got to remember, the little hat people need more money so we don't have to worry about servicing the B-52s.
Don't do me like this. Don't start me right now on this. I've been behaving on this show.
Okay, here's one for you. I want to trigger Austin. It's triggering Austin.
No, don't you do it.
Roughly 70% of kids are looking at electronic screens during dinner. The figure is even higher for parents. Now, I'm going to say something to you, men. I'm going to say something to you, ladies. I'm going to say something to husbands and wives. I'm going to say something to everybody right now. Put the stinking telephone away if you're having dinner. What are you doing?
Please.
You're supposed to be having family time. If you're on a date, guys, and you find it, just go ahead and leave the phone in the car or just shut it down or turn it off when you're at the date. Ladies, do the same stinking thing. If you're so busy you can't go for an hour without being on your telephone, you're too busy. I'm going to just let you know that right now. Just turn it off. Now, if you've got children at home or whatever's going on, make sure they're well taken care of. And if you have to leave it on for emergencies, that's one thing.
But guys, this is talking about like family dinners, though.
At home. And most people don't have family dinners anyhow.
How long do we have to have this discussion on using phones at dinner? I mean, it's a pet peeve of mine, and I get it. And I'm not meaning you're on business, you're eating by yourself, you got work going on, you're emailing. I'm talking you're at home or you're with family or friends, and everybody's sitting on their phone the entire time doing nothing.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Edward Bernays did this too, and he was dead when it started, but he did it. He did this crap. Okay, I remember when this happened, they came out with TV dinners.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening.
TV dinners, and I remember they had TV trays. Then you can you can sit in front of the couch with a TV tray, with a TV dinner, and instead of talking to your family, you could eat and watch TV and program yourself.
Yep.
And they did it on purpose. They released this garbage to get you to watch TV and make sure that you didn't digest any of your food.
You ate ultra-processed food.
Well, what is bad back then?
That's true.
But it is horrible now. And I remember, you guys remember that if you're old enough. You remember the TV trays and the TV dinners. They still have the TV dinners. So you could eat in front of the TV. They processed and programmed us to do that. And so now we think it's okay to let our children watch the iPad, play with the iPhones, and we do the same thing while we're eating and ignoring our family. Netflix is not a real place. When you're sitting at home with your family eating dinner, when my kids were young, I always, always, always had a prayer time and a morning time of spending time with them every day. I mean, for like an hour every day, we had family time. Now, the kids hated it. I have to admit, they hated it. And we would talk about God. We would talk about the day before. We would talk about behavioral issues. We would talk about all of it. Now, did it help? Probably not. But they can't come back and say now that I didn't have family time with them. They still make their own choices. And they still make their own decisions. Everybody's got to, every pot sits on its own bottom. That's what Zig Ziglar taught me. Every pot sits on its own bottom. You can repeat that over and over again. Every pot, you're a pot. I'm a pot. We have a bottom. We sit on it. Every pot sits on its own bottom. Everybody's got to make their own choices, especially as they get older and older and older. And if you continue to make the same choices and you don't learn from them, shame on you. You're going to make mistakes as a young child. You're going to make mistakes as a young adult. But that's okay, because we all make mistakes. If the mistakes don't kill you, contrary to what Nietzsche says, you will get better if you listen and you apply and you learn from it. That's why you got to keep making healthier choices and better choices as you grow. The main reason that children at the age of 18 peak their lives in high school at the age of 18, so many of them, is because they haven't made enough stupid decisions at that point in their life to destroy their lives. Their parents, who had enough sense, hopefully, to learn something while they were raising these kids, have made those decisions for them. But at 18, when they get out of high school, they start making some unbelievable. I had friends of mine started their own stucco business. They all got into drugs. They all got into alcohol. They all became alcoholics. Most of them are in prison. Almost all of them are dead. Period. Because they started making horrible decisions when they got out of high school. Their parents were good people. I know one of them still goes to church at the local church in Winter Haven. I've talked to her so many times. Her son's been in and out of prison four or five times now. He left the state of Florida often because he did not want to have that third strike, you're out deal. He went to Arkansas. Florida. So it's just one of those deals. If you can't learn, shame on you. Stop making this. If you can't learn that I tell you don't eat pork, I don't know what else to say. How many times I told you that? Stay away from pork. Don't drink diet sodas. But here we are.
What are you talking about? The TV dinners. I was actually pulling those up. I haven't seen those in a while. They're still very common on here. I'm looking at all these different brands.
They are.
And I'm not promoting or talking about any specific brands. It's crazy some of the ingredients that are in this stuff. I mean, I couldn't see the whole one on this one. But, I mean, you got paragraphs.
And you're cooking these plastic.
Oh, yeah, in a plastic tray.
In a microwave.
Yeah. And then what's crazy about it, it says
like sucking down best feet on
A. Here's a few things. Red flag ingredients to avoid. BHA and BHT, the synthetic preservatives, horrible. TBHQ, also horrible. Preservatives, known impact immune system. Mass amounts of sodium phosphate as a texture and preservative. A lot of these, they said a lot of these dinners have 1,500 milligram plus of sodium, processed sodium. You wonder why blood pressure goes up. Eat two or three of these, 5 grams of bleached sodium. Maltodextrin, modified starches, artificial colors and flavors, seed oils. Refined seed oils.
It's all trash.
No, they're trash. And so you guys, you know, and the thing about it is when you go and buy these, when I've looked at them, they're not cheap. These things, a lot of times now, they're $4, $5, $6, $7 for an entree, sometimes more. You can go buy rotisserie chicken if you want something cooked, organic chicken. You can go buy chicken breast. You can buy whole chicken. Cook it up and prep it for a couple days.
If you go and get a just rotisserie chicken, make sure you get like something without hormones to it.
Yeah, the organic ones. Public has some of them still.
No, they don't have them anymore.
They don't have the green ones?
They don't have the green ones anymore. But if you get a regular chicken that's been made without hormones, okay, and go get the organic vegetables in the organic frozen section, and you stay with that, you can get 3 or 4 meals from one chicken if you're eating alone, and you can get a bag
like
of veggies.
$15.
It's like $9 for the chicken, like $6 for the bag of vegetables.
$15, yeah.
And that'll feed you 3 or 4 meals.
And if you need to, throw some organic rice in there if you need some carbs, if you're training extra heavy.
I know you like the rice. I don't care for the rice.
I eat a lot of rice with it just because I got to have extra carbs.
Almost out of time. Telegram founder warns the UK social media ban is digital iceberg about to sink the free internet. Ooh. He's probably right about that, honestly. His remarks actively precise. The policy is dressed in the familiar language of child protection and practice that requires every major platform to verify age with facial scans.
Yep.
Good morning, AI. Yep. I'm glad you're watching us. Passports and or credit card data. They want you to have credit card data, passports, facial scans, driver's license, whatever you have. What starts as a restriction on minors rapidly becomes a national system of internet passports.
That's exactly
encrypted messaging apps currently sit outside the ban, such as WhatsApp and Telegram. But the same Online Safety Act framework already contains the levers to demand backdoors later. Tech executives refuse to turn every smartphone into a government scanner, face up to 5 years in prison. This is why we're building AI data centers everywhere. But you know what, though, Austin? They're not building them all over the world like they are here in the United States. I find that odd. Is it because we have the money to throw away to build these expensive things?
No, it's because the United States needs the most amount of surveillance out of any other country because we're still so rebellious.
I talked to a friend of mine from Finland the other day. They've got like 5 million people in all of Finland, right? They're not building any AI data centers. I guess they're not relevant enough as far as putting them into a holographic disassociation reality.
You're probably not wrong on that.
I guess, but they still have rain there.
Oh, I want to put up this. You guys asked me about these. We got them in stock now. These are the storable, I switched these over. They're storable cans with either freeze-dried, it's already pre-cooked freeze-dried beef or chicken. I mean, on the chicken one, it doesn't get any more simplistic. Here's the ingredient list on it. Cooked freeze-dried chicken. There's not even hardly sodium in this at all. You guys asked me for that because you wanted something that didn't have much added to it. This is 22 grams of protein on here. That's a half a cup. It's got 16 servings of that. The expiration date on these is 2050. These are really, really good cans to have as a backup in your pantry if you ever need some extra meat, extra protein, extra anything to it to throw in with some backup food. Or, quite frankly, the way food prices go on here half the time, if you got some extra stuff in the fridge and you're trying to save some money, you can go through one of these cans and add it. You just got to be able to season it. Use some Redmond salt, some pepper, whatever you want to do on that.
If you're going to get some of the seasonals, if you're going to be buying this food, you need to be storing up some salt too. Salt's still cheap.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get a whole bag of salt from us for a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. But I want to give you guys a heads up on that. We got the beef and the chicken. I'll send an email on this because I'm no longer carrying the big buckets of the beef, the meat supply anymore. We switched to these. A little bit easier for shipping, better value in my opinion you're actually getting, and it's beef and chicken. I'm not carrying anything else. These are the only two. And then I have the organic food buckets as well that I have available. But these are really, really good staples to have on there. And I'll send an email out this week if you guys are on it. You got probably a little discount code or something. So you guys, if you want to add one or two of these to your order, great to have, especially as a clean food option if you want to have this. Like I said, you could add this to your chicken and rice one day. If you're trying to save some money one week, use this as a prep. You just got to season it. It's already pre-cooked.
By the way, I haven't tasted this stuff, but it looks good.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got to add seasoning to it.
Invisible danger affecting 150 million Americans with the atmospheric pollution. You know, it's ironic to me when I see this kind of stuff like this, and they're trying to run up more fear porn. They show some haze over L.A. You go to China, and it's unbelievable. You can't see 100 feet. But then again, they don't talk about all the chemtrails they spray on you every day, do they? And they're dumping barium and aluminum and strontium into your lungs. That's why you have to use the magnesium brain food, because it helps to chelate that crap back out of your body and out of your brain. Goes through the blood-brain barrier. But I see this stuff, and I just think about it. I'm going, you know, deadly air pollution, really? You know, here in Florida, we've got a sea breeze that runs across the state every single day, and we have the thunderstorms in the afternoon. It makes it nice. It flushes that crap out. But what it also does, it precipitates that aluminum and that barium into the soil, which it flows down eventually anyhow, and it's killed all of our orange trees, in my opinion, because it's weakened them so badly with the feeder roots that this citrus greening gets a hold of them and kills them. Now they're making trees that are basically aluminum-resistant rootstock. This place was so incredibly beautiful at one time with these giant orchards, if you want to call them, that are groves, we call them, with all these beautiful gold things and orange things hanging all over them in Florida. Florida was the sunshine state that had citrus that was for the whole world.
Yeah.
Now it comes out of Brazil, and we still have the processing plants here. But the reality is, until they stop poisoning us with chemtrails, they can run all the obfuscation articles they want. And one more thing, too, Austin. A lot of people who took the COVID shot are coming down with respiratory failure now. That's one of the things that Kyle Busch got happened with him. You got to be really, really careful. Make sure you take the, how should I say, spike protein protection kit, which includes
NAC. Includes NAC, ironically enough.
It really does, because guys, listen to me. That shot's not going away with a lot of people who took one shot, two shot, three shot, and
they're
four or five
shots.
They're
still rolling it out. I covered it yesterday on the show now.
For children.
We just spent a $1.2 billion in grants for that shot to be rolled out for 26 and 27 now for new development of new RNA, basically variants.
See, Trump could stop all that.
RFK Jr. can stop. That's the CDC. Obviously, he can't.
No.
Because, like I said, the problem
because he tried to stop it.
He stopped to an extent, and all of a sudden, they're still running out with it. Now, granted, down here in the state of Florida, we had the Surgeon General come out, and he was like, do not take this. He flat out said, do not take it. There's absolutely no purpose to keep getting this injection. Now, again, I'm not giving you medical advice here. We're on YouTube. Hope you guys are enjoying that as well. Also, make sure you guys are prepping for next week, Tuesday. I'm going to have the live chat open, and I'm going to answer whatever health question. Well, I should say this. I will answer health questions that are phrased and asked properly on the show.
Keep the little hat people out of the health questions.
There you go. And also, too, if you're asking a health question, please try to keep it concise and coherent. If it's an extremely long two or three paragraphs in the chat,
too hard to read online.
I can't read all of it, and then trying to discuss it during the show. You got something you're intrigued about, a question you legitimately need to answer on, put it in there, we'll answer it.
Perfect example. What common vitamin may help you to lose weight? Vitamin D3. There's the answer. How about that? That was a simple question. I'm just reading an article out of Daily Mail. It says one of the primary reasons you can't lose weight, you don't have enough vitamin D.
Yeah.
So vitamin D is very, very important. I take 10,000 IUs a day, and I have my D3 levels tested every 6 months, and it's great. So listen to me. Keep your immune system strong. Take your vitamin C every single day. Take your D3 every single day. And remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ. I did a pretty good little synopsis on that today. You guys send this to everybody. I want Michael Barrett to take that section I did, that little five-minute rant that I did, and turn it into its own freestanding thing that we dump it back on YouTube. I want you to realize that God loves you. Jesus loves you. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. And through him, we can do all things. Always remember that. Austin, give it a shot now.
Give it a shot. I'll give it a shot, guys. You guys, be sure to grab the HGH Stimulate if you haven't gotten it yet. It is back in stock on the website at healthmasters.com. All the back orders are out. So you should, if you do not have it, you should have it here very, very soon.
And keep a couple cans of stock so you don't run out of them. I'm so sorry for the back orders.
We got it going, and we're rolling now. Check out the best sellers as well on the site. Vitamin C going on sale tonight. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening, my friends. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
We love you, and thank you so much for your support.
Yes.